Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bougie,
not a Bougie,
the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha. Now, please welcome the star of the show.
I got it.
Not a boujou. Take it away, Weenie Mouchane.
Thank you, sweetheart. And boujou, everybody. Boujou gakina. And I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah.
Neeman Wendam. G-A-I-An. Oma Nungum. I am happy to be here today on this very special Columbus Day, huh, sweetie?
That's right. It's Columbus Day.
It's Columbus Day. And it's also, for a lot of people, Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, that's right, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a real holiday or not, but I know Columbus Day is. So for today's Ojibwe phrase of the day, what do you think, sweetie? What should be the Ojibwe word of the day?
Well, how about happy? Because we could say happy Columbus Day.
Yeah, okay. So happy is menwendum. Menwendum, happy. I'm happy. Ni menwendum. I'm happy it's Columbus Day. You know why, sweetie?
Why is that?
Because I get to tell the story of Christopher Columbus.
Oh,
And the story of 1492. So I would like to tell the story of the first Columbus Day. Back in the days of the grandfathers, it was 1492, and Christopher Columbus, he wanted to prove that the earth was a globe. And so he went to, let's see, he was Spanish, but for some reason, I think he went to the Queen of England. I'm not sure how this works. But he went to the queen. He was like, hey, queen, I got an idea. I'm going to set sail. And I'm going to prove that this old globe is a globe.
Nah.
And so I'm going to set sail west, and I'll come back from the east. And I'll probably run into India. And so the queen goes, yeah, that's a really good idea. Why don't I give you a bunch of money, and you can take some boats. So Christopher Columbus, he bought three boats. There was the Pinta, the Nina, and the Ocasio-Cortez.
No.
And he set sail west to find a passage to India and prove that the earth was a globe. And so he sailed and he sailed and he sailed and he sailed. And eventually he hit... you know, in school they'll tell you it was America. But he kind of hit the Caribbean or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he gets on shore there, and there's a bunch of Indians there, and they're like, hey, you know, welcome to our home. And how, pale face, I think they said. And Columbus, he goes up there and goes, wow, I did it. I made it all the way around the globe, and now I'm in India. Are you guys Indians? And the Wampanoag, they're like, no, no, man. Yeah, I know. We got brown skin and long hair, but we're not Indians. We're Native Americans. We're the indigenous people. And Columbus was like, come on now. You must be joking. You guys are Indians.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I don't know. And from that day forward, for some reason... all the Indian people decided it was easier to just let them call them Indians than to correct Christopher Columbus. And this has been the story of not only the first Columbus Day, but also how the term Indian got started on this happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
How come we don't call it Happy Indian Day?
I don't know.
All right. Well, sweetie, do you want to add anything to my awesome story?
No, that's pretty good.
All right, then. You have been listening to Bougie Nana Bougie, the podcast about Ojibwe language. And culture.
Yeah.
I am Nana Buju. And over here, the lovely and the talented Natasha.
Buju!
And I will see you again.
Gigawabamin!
Minowa!
Hawa! Hawa! That's a really good story.